Part 2. Applying the AI Factor. Interlude. A Voyage of Self-Discovery. As a data strategy consultant, I have encountered numerous companies and their leaders struggling to incorporate the AI factor into their day-to-day operations. The same holds true for many members of the peer-to-peer mastermind organization I founded and have the honor to lead. We each have stories about our own companies and about those we advise. Some of those are included in this book, with permission, but others are understandably too confidential to share here. So, to illustrate the principles contained in the next four chapters, I will share the story of a fictional company and its successful use of big data and AI. While the narrative is fictional, it represents a composite of real-world examples of business and nonprofit exploits I have witnessed over the years. Founded in the early 2000s, Octothorpe Unlimited was a typical regional startup company hoping to expand across the country. From the start, the company resold high-end, high-quality specialty food products by the pound directly to restaurants and catering companies. The name comes from a 1970s word for the pound sign. They had achieved annual sales of around $50 million. But faced with growing competition from traditional food wholesalers, Octothorpe management realized they needed to do something differently. The rise of social media and the coincidental popularity of their corporate symbol, the hashtag, made a data-driven AI solution seem like the right move. But like many other companies, they did not know where to begin. The first step was to acquire a clear understanding of their own growth potential and their willingness to take risks. Was their basic business position a defensive one, mainly looking to cut costs and increase efficiency? Were they looking to acquire new customers or develop new products? Or were they willing to be audacious, willing to discard old business models and reinvent new ones? After some intensive brainstorming and self-reflection, their position became clear. As a somewhat new tech-savvy company, Octothorpe was clearly not defending a status quo. Greater efficiency would be nice, they thought, but the key desire was to extend or enlarge their base to new customers, perhaps even to new customer types, not just restaurants and caterers. As Chapter 5 will explain, Octothorpe's business position, that of an extender, is one of four different types. Each of these can apply the power of the AI factor to achieve their immediate goals. They may also do so in order to fundamentally change the type of business they are, ultimately becoming a multiplier business and achieving exponential growth.